The Challenge of the Yukon.
I'm king of New Husky!
King, the swiftest, strongest of Eskimo lead dogs, blazes the trail through storm and snow for Sergeant Preston as he meets the Challenge of the Yukon. Sergeant Preston was typical of the small band of Northwest Mounted Police who preserved law and order in the Yukon during the gold rush of 98. That was the year that brought over 50,000 men swarming into the Klondike region, and the greed for gold led to frequent violence and bloodshed. But in spite of the odds against them, the force preserved a splendid record in preserving the right. The challenge of the North was answered, and justice ruled triumphant. The Palace Cafe in Dauphin was always crowded. Men who weren't standing at the bar or sitting around tables talking were in the back rooms, concentrating on poker games. But in Max Watkins' office, there was another kind of concentration, as Max and his three hirelings faced Joe Merrill.
I don't mind losing money in an honest poker game, but there was five aces in that deck.
You're wrong, Joe. How about it, Pete?
Sure he's wrong. I tell you, boss, that game was straight.
You see, Joe, Pete here says the game was straight.
He does. I guess he's getting a cut of that $35,000 I lost before I got my eyes open. Maybe that's why he's so sure the game was straight.
I wouldn't make so much noise about it if I were you.
You low-down crooks. The whole pack of you are painted with the same yellow. I ain't the only one that's dropped money like that. And I ain't the only one saying you're crooked. A lot of us have the same idea. Only this time I'm making it my business to see you run out of town.
You can't prove a thing and you know it. We're playing with Pete, Sam, and Bart here. Three men's word against one. You won't have a chance.
Oh, we'll see what kind of a chance I'll have. I'm going out now.
No, you don't. You're not going anywhere.
Hey, boss.
I might have known you'd pull a gun, Watkins.
You should have looked for it sooner then.
Better make sure he won't live to talk, boss.
He won't talk. He's past that now. Hurry, Pete. Put your gun in his hand.
Put my gun.
Don't stand there, you fool. Do as I tell you.
Yeah, sure. In his hand?
Yeah. If any questions are asked, I'll do the talking, see?
Suddenly the room was full. Miners crowded the doorway, stopping in their tracks as they saw Joe Merrill on the floor, clutching a gun in his hands.
I thought I heard a shot in here. What happened?
It was Pete. He had to shoot in self-defense.
Self-defense?
What do you mean, Max? What happened?
They were in a game of poker.
Hey, wait a minute. Here comes Sergeant Preston.
Sergeant!
Hello there, Slim. Say, what's all the...
I'm mighty glad you got here, Sergeant.
Looks like I got here too late. Joe Merrill. How'd this happen, Max?
I was just telling the boys, Sergeant.
He says Pete...
Never say anything.
All right. Suppose Whitey did see you shoot him. It's the three of us again him, ain't it? That ought to be good enough for any court.
Well, it's like Pete said. He fleeced every miner on a jury. Whitey's been here a long time. Every one of them would like to see us hang, and all they need to do is hear his story.
I never looked at it.
Yeah, you
way.
Never look beyond your own nose. Whitey was coming in the back way. Could have seen the whole thing.
And I guess it's too late to do anything about it now.
Too late to do anything about it. I'll hang for this if he talks, you hear me? Not you or Peter Bart, but me. He's not going to talk. I killed Merrill, and I'll kill him if I have to. Where's he staying?
Over in the back room at McDonald's store, as far as I know. Why?
We're going over there. Night.
That night, Whitey Burns sat playing a game of solitaire in the back of McDonald's store. Mac, as was his custom, was at the cafe. Through the window, Max Watkins and Sam could see Whitey hesitate, a card poised midair.
He's by himself, all right.
That's the way you wanted it, huh, boss?
Just wanted to be sure we don't have any audience this time. Where's that dog?
I don't know. Just a stray, I guess.
Shut up, you mutt! Come on, Sam. Try this door here. If it's not open, we'll have to knock.
It's open.
Yeah, come on.
Did you
you, Mac?
No, it isn't, Mac, Whitey.
Max Watkins, what are you doing here?
Just came for a quiet talk, that's all. Sit down, Sam.
Yeah.
What do you want to talk to me about?
No use wasting time. I'll come right to the point. How much is it worth to you not to be at that trial tomorrow?
Oh, now I begin to see.
I told you I'm not here to waste time. How much do you want?
I don't need your money, Max. I've got plenty of dust in my claim. So if you came here to buy me off, you can forget it.
I mean business, Whitey. One way or the other, I'm making sure you won't be in Dolphin tomorrow. You can take your choice.
You figure if I'm not there to say Joe was murdered, Pete will be set free, huh?
That's right. I'm admitting right now I made a mistake. Shooting Joe without thinking of the window. But I won't make the same mistake twice.
Meaning?
Meaning if you won't be sensible and see things the way I'm suggesting, Sam here will go outside. Just to make sure no one sees you getting the same thing Joe got when he was ready to talk out of turn.
You've been getting away with a lot ever since you set foot in Dolphin, Max. You've cheated every man that held a card in the cafe.
That's how I make my money.
Yeah? Well, your money's no good here, so you can get out. Now.
All right, Sam. Go on outside and make sure everything's clear. I got a gun in this pocket. Why do you covered?
Don't worry, boss. I'll make sure this time.
Stand where you are, Sam. You aren't going anywhere.
Preston!
Put up your hands, Max. You're covered.
Turn around, Max. You aren't hearing things. Preston's behind you, all right. Well, he looks like you don't believe it, Sergeant.
How'd you know we were here? How'd you get in?
I was here when you walked in, Max. I've been waiting for you, as a matter of fact. When King barked, I knew you were walking into our trap.
I gotta hand it to you, Sergeant. I never thought they'd believe it.
Trap? Believe what?
Believe Whitey's story that he saw you kill Joe Merrill. When you heard the rumor, your conscience took care of the rest.
A double cross.
Yes, you might call it that. If you'd thought about it, Max, you could have easily looked for tracks at the window. If Whitey had seen you, his footprints would still be in the snow. But your guilt confused you. Well, you better open the door, Whitey. King wants to know if we need any more help, I guess.
Boy, I never saw a dog like him. How'd he know they were coming in here? Why, he was barking before they even got to the door.
Yes, King, the case is closed.
Challenge of the Yukon, a copyrighted feature of the Challenge of the Yukon Incorporated, brought to you every Saturday at this time, originated in the transcription studios of WXYZ Detroit. The characters and events in tonight's drama were fictitious. Bill Morgan speaking. This is the Michigan Radio Network.